Our 10-minute speaker is Michelle from Santee.
Good evening, I'm Michelle Minacolic. Happy 30 years. I just looked, I have 9,007 days. How the hell did that happen? I was tricked into the 10-minute speaker. I'm just going to tell you straight up that someone else is supposed to be the main speaker, although I'm looking forward to you. I swear to God. So my sobriety date is January 15th of 1990. It's the only sobriety date I've ever had, and that's because of the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, strong sponsorship, God, and, you know, just a lot of looking bad in AA and not drinking. My home group is the women's meeting in La Mesa, Saturday morning. It's important that you have a sobriety date and a home group. And like our literature person said, the big book is probably the most important piece of literature that a newcomer could have other than a sponsor who knows what's in that book. Welcome to all the newcomers. If you're new, this is your first. Is anybody here for like their brand new, spanking new, never been in a meeting? Ever? Oh. How about first time ever to AA? Not just this meeting, but this round. Do I have any newcomers? Well, here's the good news. You don't ever have to drink or use again, okay? That I know a lot of people that that's been the case. You know, if you drank like I drank, and the first time I drank, I waited till I was almost 17 because I was pretty well contained at my home. And I had a bottle of Tickled Pink. I mean, remember Boone's Farm, right? Mad Dog 2020 and Boone's Farm. And nobody had to teach me how to drink. I drank the whole bottle, like, fairly quickly. Nobody ever warned me either what would happen. They just, like, I was out with the girls, and I remember I really liked the way I felt afterwards. And I really think I blacked out. I don't know. But pretty shortly after there, then I did black out drinking beer. What I remember is I was very angry with the people in my life, my friends, who didn't tell me what alcohol would do. I needed a drink long before I had one. And I'm here to tell you that I think it's important you know that I feel I was born with alcoholism. It wasn't my dysfunctional family. It wasn't years and years of sexual abuse. It wasn't that my mom has a mental illness. None of those things made me an alcoholic. I have a physical allergy to alcohol that when I drink it, I want more, and I want more, and I want more. I never drank a little wine with dinner. I didn't want to have a little bit to drink. From the time I drank the first time till when I quit when I was 26, it was always to get wasted. And I really, you know, the book talks about that I liked the effect produced by alcohol. Hey, guys. And the truth is, I would have died for the effect produced by alcohol if it had continued to do what it was doing. But it stopped. I mean, I don't know if that's why you're here, but I'm here because all the things I tried stopped working. And when I went to the doctor to, like, add more chemistry to the mix, I had a doctor that was smart enough to say, do you drink and use, maybe? Because I was busy complaining about him. You know, I'm a good alcoholic. Everybody else is to blame. It's my home. It's my husband. This guy had just gotten into Alcoholics Anonymous. He was 14 months dry. And he sent me toward Al-Anon, which I did go to Al-Anon. And sure enough, he was an alcoholic. Here to tell you, I got all their literature. And I went home. And I was busy getting loaded, going, oh, God help me, he's an alcoholic. What am I going to do? And I was sober pretty shortly after. I also got sent to a chemical dependency counselor who, you know, I told him my dilemma that I wanted a divorce from this alcoholic, and he said, you know, you might want to get sober to make that decision. I wasn't pleased with that answer. But what I did know is by that time, every time I'd been drinking for a long time, I quit after I puked. I mean, I was a hug the toilet, drag into the toilet, vomiting. I eject alcohol out of my body. It did not matter if it came in cough syrup, vodka. I tried different mixers. I tried tegument, which was, you know, a stomach thing. I tried eating. I tried not. I mean, I tried a lot of stuff to make it work for me. And I always likened to my mom cooked once this fried rice thing, and I was so sick. I have never had a desire to eat that again. But if it did what alcohol did for me, I'm pretty sure I would have learned how to cook fried rice. Okay? So that's what alcoholism is to me, is it doesn't matter what happens, I want that effect. And so I made this agreement with the chemical dependency counselor that he said, I want you to get sober indefinitely. And I don't know about you, but that was like 90 days in my head. I can do 90 days, maybe. And to get divorced. And, you know, I don't know why that time was any different than any other time I quit. I really, other than I'd put that prayer out there, God help me. I'm not a giver-upper kind of person. I mean, I drank and used long past the time it was doing anything for me. But I was still chasing that dragon of wanting that effect. But I was, you know, I wanted to, you know, I think part of me wanted to please this guy that I met that was a chemical dependency counselor. I'm a gold star girl. I like to follow the rules when I like the rule, okay. you know, I like to show up and look good. But Sunday, January 14th of 1990, I smoked my last bowl of non-AA approved grass. Because I was on, if you think the marijuana maintenance program is going to work for you, I got news for you, that is my sobriety date. Because it took me to my knees just like alcohol. And my disease, I believe, doesn't care what orifice I put it in or how I consume it, that it's about not being where I'm at right here, right now, and not feeling the way I'm feeling. And none of those things were doing that for me. And I was paranoid. I remember being paranoid and pissed at him and waking up the next morning crying. And I had some horrible dream that he was cheating on me, which, in fact, he was cheating on me. Yeah. I picked him up in a bar. What do you want, you know? I picked my current husband up in AA, so I just upgraded to a sober model. But that Monday, I love you, baby. You know that. That Monday after that Sunday was January 15th, which I have always counted as my sobriety date because nobody told me. I counted the last day I used. I just figured it was the first day I was sober. And Tuesday, when I had a day and a half, I went to this chemical dependency counselor and told him I had a day and a half and I wanted a gold star, which he gave me. He was like, wow, you know, I suggest now you go to these meetings. See, I didn't know what I had was alcohol. He hadn't mentioned alcoholism. They're very clever. Like, the doctor never mentioned alcoholism. In fact, he didn't even mention I might be the problem. He mentioned he was the problem. You know, if you have a problem with him, you might want to do this. Totally playing into my alcoholic thinking of, it's everything out here. It couldn't possibly be me. It couldn't be what's going on with me. So I took that guy's advice. I knew this lady who was a neighbor who had gotten sober. I think she's got like 2 years more than I do. And what really stuck out for me is Pat's daughter had committed suicide at 12 years old, had hung herself in a group home. And Pat had 6 months sober. And I watched her stay sober. Like, I couldn't fathom what kind of faith one must have to stay sober when your child kills themselves. Surely, isn't there a place that says, if this happens, I can get wasted, right? Well, what I've learned in Alcoholics Anonymous, and I'm really grateful for, is I don't have a list that includes anything. I am a no matter what girl. That's why I believe I have the same sobriety date, is because I came from it's in the book group. You got to do what the book says as it's outlined. We don't really care how you feel when you're new because it feels like crap, okay? Early sobriety is not fun. And I'm one of those people that's looking for a 24-hour day orgasm. I want everything to feel good. Yeah, right? You need to be drinking it, smoking it, doing other things with it, eating or sleeping, right? Eating sugar, something. I didn't know how to be uncomfortable. And when I got sober, I was really uncomfortable. And what I've learned in all this time is that I've expanded my ability to be uncomfortable because of the 12 steps, because I have a sponsor that I call, because I have a God in my life that when it's midnight and everything seems like it's horrid, because usually that's when, you know, you really don't feel great is at midnight. We're not in a meeting at midnight often. And that's when God's there. And I either have built that relationship through working the steps or I haven't. I need to share just recently, my husband, who I love very much, I've been with 10 years, he just completed 5 months of cancer treatment for... for stage 4 throat cancer, and he is cancer-free today. Wow. And what I have to say to that is that without the women in Alcoholics Anonymous, like Stephanie, like my sponsor, my women's group, without the steps, without having a higher power, I couldn't have showed up and been a wife and a caregiver to the man I love. It would have been all about me. And this is happening to me. And I didn't have that. I remember holding his hand before we even knew what he had and saying, baby, we're going to get through this. And had he been told that he was not cancer-free, I also knew one day at a time, I and Bill could get through this. I can't tell you what a gift that is. I didn't think about drinking when I got up today. I haven't been white-knuckling it all day. I have a life that is free from the obsession to drink or use. It is free from having to rip people's faces off. That was one of my favorite things to do. Misbehaving. I don't have to treat people the way I used to treat them. I haven't had to speak for a long time, so I hope I did okay. Welcome to Alcoholics Anonymous. You're new. I cannot say enough about getting a sponsor. Working the steps. If it's not working for you, I can guarantee you, you're not working it. So thank you very much.